The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
Now, Revolut is one of the world's most exciting startups. The digital bank has proved hugely popular with customers in Ireland. In fact, I think this is its most successful market. It has more users per head of population here than pretty much anywhere else. But with investor funding for fintech companies becoming more scarce, can Revolut kick on to cause even more headaches for the traditional banks? Joining me now for more on the business of Revolut is News Talk's Deputy Business Editor, Gavin McLaughlin. Morning, Gavin.
Morning, Anton.
Remarkable stats on the usage in Ireland.
1.9 million users is what they tell me. Half of all adults here with a smartphone use Revolut. And as you said, of the 28 markets in which they operate, Ireland is the one that has the most users per capita. So anyone who's used it knows how good it is. They've a sort of digital current account, really easy to use, instant money transfer to other users. It's way cheaper in terms of fees than the bank. And you can buy shares and you can buy a bit of cryptocurrency if you fancy that. But actually, all of those things I've just mentioned, they weren't what it was about originally. Originally, it was about foreign exchange. So Nikolai Storonsky is one of the founders. He tells the story. I was abroad. Somehow I ended up spending $12,000 and I had to pay $2,000 in quote unquote hidden fees to the bank. And he was kind of furious and he felt he'd been ripped off. And so Revolut was born. You set up your card, you load your funds in, you spend the money abroad, and they'll make the conversion at the market rate and way undercut the banks in terms of the fees.
So why has it become so disproportionately popular in Ireland?
Well, we've high levels of smartphone ownership. That's one thing. The digital experience they offer, you know, has been light years ahead of the banks we have here. And we know we're pretty starved of competition in the banking sector. But Dara Cassidy, who's head of communications at price comparison website bonkers.ie, he says we need to bear in mind that even if Revolut has lots of users here, it has largely been complementary to the banks rather than replacing them.
I think that we do need to be careful, though, that we don't overemphasize Revolut's success, though, because certainly for now, still at least, a lot of people who use Revolut, they still do have their main bank account. So people will still go to AIB, Bank of Ireland, or Permanent TSB for many of their other banking services and use Revolut just for transferring money or for when they go abroad. Obviously, there's no branches. So if you have an issue and you want to maybe even lodge cash or checks or things like that, you can't do that. And its customer service is somewhat a little bit lacking because there is no person that you can speak to, really. You often end up having to use web chat. And then, of course, there's no branch that you can just go into and maybe try and talk to someone. Although, mind you, you could say with the Irish banks as well, they're getting rid of so many of their branches that maybe that's not such a big thing to point out anymore. But certainly, though, a cash, if you have one of the free accounts at Revolut, if you take out cash, it can be very expensive. So there's pros and cons to using Revolut that, you know, people need to kind of weigh up.
Dara Cassidy there from bonkers.ie. So with all of the low fees that you're describing, Gavin, how do they actually make money?
Well, they don't, or until recently they didn't. Anyway, not that that's necessarily unusual for a company like this. You'll often find the strategy is first you sort of grow your revenue and your user base. You spread yourself widely. You embed yourself in society, you spend the money that's involved in that, and then once that's done, you can cut your cloth to measure. So the last set of accounts that were made public were for 2020, so it's very old, but they lost 167 million that year. Now, they say they're profitable now, but we're kind of waiting on fresh accounts to see exactly what's going on under the hood.
But if that is the case, then where does that revenue come from?
So they do have various fees, and I think it is worth going into a bit of detail just to give you the picture in terms of how competitive they are versus the domestic banks. And that's, again, a big part of the reason why Ireland has proved such a good market for them. So on one hand, let's take the basic tier of Revolut, and then on the other, let's take AIB, right? So AIB's maintenance fee for their current account, €4.50 a quarter, Revolut is zero. AIB, 20 cent per debit card transaction, excluding contactless payments, Revolut is zero. AIB, 20 cent per direct debit, Revolut is zero. But there are fees for some things. So some ATM withdrawals attract a fee. Some foreign exchanges, crypto purchases and share purchases have a fee as well. And then, of course, you can subscribe. You can subscribe to one of the premium Revolut memberships, which, depending on what you have, will give you reduced fees and some other perks. And they've recently started doing personal loans as well. So that's the model, really. Here's the thing, though. To continue to make inroads the way they want to, you need a lot of money, and a small profit isn't going to be enough. So they will need fresh investment. That's what's been keeping them going through the loss-making years. The investment they've got from venture capitalists who are taking a punt on the business, basically.
Well, given what's happening in the venture capital markets with the change in economic circumstances, how likely is it that they will continue to be able to access fresh capital?
Yeah, well I think they'll get it, but it's definitely going to be more difficult than it would have been a few years ago. As you mentioned, the funding environment for startups is not good. But the good news for Revolut is they have a bit of time. Michael Cogley, who's startups and VC editor at Business Insider in London, explains.
Currently, it's very interesting because they appear to have raised funds at probably the best time they possibly could. They raised $800 million last year from Japanese investor SoftBank and Tiger Global, two of the biggest names in tech investing in the world. Neither of whom, it's worth pointing out, have had a particularly good year because, you know, valuations and startups have kind of really, really come down since the economic downturn. But Nikolai would argue that he has kind of enough runway for at least two more years to make sure that the company can not only keep going, but keep expanding as they're continuing to expand at the pace that they're continuing to expand at. I suppose Revolut as well is also looking like its strategy is also looking at pushing into the US as well, which will take funds from that pot of cash as well. So that's kind of where they are at the moment financially.
That's Michael Cogley there from Business Insider. So they will get the money. The question, I think, is at what valuation? Because obviously the economy is looking a bit ropey. Michael mentioned that. And the other thing is interest rates are going up. And that gives investors more options. So why not take your decent rate of interest investing in a bond, for example, rather than punting your money into a venture capital fund that's investing in risky startups. So there may be an issue with investor demand and with their valuation. People might say, you know, look, if you want me to give you $10 million, I want 10,000 shares in you rather than 5,000. Now, that's just an example. I don't know what the real figures would be. But if they have to give away a huge part of the company to get their money, you can sort of run into problems with shareholders. And it does give you a further incentive to cut your cloth to measure. And they are doing a bit of that at the moment.
Now, of course, one of the big advantages they recently had is they got the European banking license. Does that make them a big threat to the banks?
I think they're a threat in the sense that they're part of a broader suite of alternatives. So, I mean, the reality is now here, if you ask me, you can get by perfectly well without using a traditional bank at all. You know, you can go to a broker, get your mortgage through one of the many non-bank lenders that we have. You can have your current account then with Revolut. So there is an issue for the traditional banks to grapple with. I mean, we mentioned earlier that people use Revolut as well as using their bank. Dara Cassidy from Bonkers thinks that over time that might change.
I think sometimes there's a misperception among Irish people that you have to have your current account with, let's say, AIB, if you want to get out a mortgage with, or if you want to take a mortgage out with AIB in a few years' time, and that's not the case. But certainly until recently, Revolut didn't offer overdraft, it didn't offer credit cards, it didn't offer loans, and it didn't offer mortgages. So I guess people had no choice but to keep their main current account if they wanted to access any of those products. That is, though, slowly beginning to change. Revolut now does offer loans. It is going to offer credit cards over the coming months, I think. I don't think it'll start offering mortgages for many, many years because you just need so much capital or money, basically, to be tied up in order to do that. And they are quite complex. Giving out a loan for €5,000 that doesn't get repaid isn't the end of the world. It's different for a bank if they give out a loan for €500,000 for a house that doesn't get repaid. But certainly, particularly now that Revolut has got its banking license, so is now operating in Ireland as an actual bank, even though for some people it mightn't theoretically feel like a bank, because it is now operating in Ireland as a bank and it is doing all those things or most of the things that people consider a bank does. I think more people will move towards us over the coming years and will actually get rid of their main current accounts and just use Revolut.
Dara Cassidy there from bonkers.ie. All right then, Gavin, give us your final summary thoughts on Revolut as a business.
Well, you have to admire what they've done in terms of the scale they've got to the quality of the product. I think they will chip away at the bank's current account business in the short and medium term. But if you want to make a dent in areas like mortgages or wealth management, where you need huge amounts of reserves and big spending on customer service, that'll be very challenging. So I think probably, you, to use the jargon, you'll end up with a more disaggregated market. You might use the banks for fewer things than you used to use it for, but is Revolut of itself a bank killer? I would say unlikely.
Gavin, thank you. That is News Talk's deputy business editor there, Gavin McLaughlin.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.